This evening, bishops of the Episcopal Church USA confirmed a gay clergyman as Bishop of New Hampshire. The Reverend Gene Robinson will be the first openly gay bishop in the Anglican Church. The vote was 62-45. It came after a one-day delay while bishops investigated last-minute allegations of sexual misconduct against Robinson. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty is in Minneapolis, where Episcopal Church leaders voted this evening. Barbara, tell us about the vote and the atmosphere at that meeting.
Well, as you said, it was really a fairly solid majority in favor of Gene Robinson. It was utterly silent as they read the outcome, as the presiding bishop, Frank Griswold, read the outcome. Now, part of that was because he said, I don't want anyone to have any expression of grief or joy. You need to accept this decision calmly. But the other reason, I think, is because people realized they had done something very historic. There was a sense of real profundity in that there were going to be possibly huge implications, both good and bad, as a result of this vote.
Now, of course, conservatives opposed the confirmation of Reverend Robinson as bishop. What have we heard from them?
Well, right after the vote was announced, a group of bishops came to the podium, and Bishop Robert Duncan read a statement. He said, you know, with this vote, this church has departed from the teachings of Jesus Christ and the historic faith of the Anglican Church. And then he said, with grief too deep to express, we call on the Anglican leaders, or primates, under the Archbishop of Canterbury to, quote, intervene in this pastoral emergency that's overtaken us. It was a very serious message. It doesn't bode well for the unity of the church either.
Barbara, this vote tonight came after Reverend Robinson was cleared of the allegations against him. And let's go over those. The first had to do with an allegation of sexual misconduct. What was that all about?
Yes, a man named David Lewis from Vermont sent an email to one of the bishops saying that he had been inappropriately touched by Gene Robinson at a meeting about 4 years ago, November 1999. Well, they talked to Lewis. The investigating bishops talked to Lewis on speakerphone, and what he said is, yes, I was uncomfortable about the way that Gene Robinson placed his hands on my back and my arm when he talked to me, but you know, I kind of regret using the word harassment. He acknowledged that other people could have seen that incident, that it could have looked innocent. And he said, you know, but the thing is, I didn't really think that the House of Deputies would confirm Robinson, and I found myself needing to tell someone. Lewis was then asked, do you want to make a formal charge against Robinson? And he said, no, I regret using the word homosexual harassment. I have no desire to pursue this further.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a second allegation which had to do with a website that Reverend Robinson had co-founded. What happened there?
Right. That concerns Robinson's connection with something called Outright.org. That's a website for gay and lesbian youth that had links to pornographic websites. And the question was, did Gene Robinson know about those pornographic links? And what they found is, well, Gene Robinson did help found the Concord chapter of Outright in 1995, but he ended his active association with the group in 1998, and the website for the group wasn't created until 2002. So Bishop Scruton concluded that Gene Robinson did not know anything about the website, and therefore there was no reason for a further delay, a further investigation.
Barbara, this confirmation process has been very divisive within the Episcopal Church. Where does the church go from here?
Well, that is really anyone's guess. I mean, conservatives have threatened to realign, that is kind of create a parallel structure, a more conservative church. And what's going to happen now is they're going to go back to their churches, talk with their members, and then meet again at a later date, we don't know when, and decide what they're going to do. Others say, look, we've been through this kind of turmoil before when we had the ordination of women and changed the prayer book, and the church managed to stay together, and that's what's going to happen this time.
Okay, thanks, Barbara.
You're welcome.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty covering the General Convention of the Episcopal Church in Minneapolis.